Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. Once upon a time, there was a pastor who was visiting his congregation member. She was elderly, and she stopped coming to the church, but she was active. So you can call Pastor JP if you want, because this is a story. And he had a busy day, and he was hungry, but he had to do this visit. So here he was sitting at the dining table with Mrs. In, 105 years old. And he saw peanuts, a bowl of peanuts on the table, and said, "Oh, Mrs. In, can I help myself with some peanuts? I won't finish your bowl, only a little bit." And if you're not allergic to peanuts, you can't stop with one or two, right? So he finished the entire bowl, and then time for him to leave. He said the prayers, and he felt very bad. "Mrs. In, I'm so sorry. I finished your peanuts. I will make sure to bring peanuts next time for you." And she said, "Oh, Pastor, don't worry. You don't need to bring. Ever since I lost my teeth, the only thing I can do is suck the chocolate out of the peanuts." And donate those peanuts. If you want to summarize today's readings in one phrase, that would be ultimate sacrifice. Well, she's not making sacrifice, she's making donation. But we will see the difference. The ultimate sacrifice. We read in the story of Abraham, it's not about sacrifice alone, but about setting priorities. Now, the verse 1 begins by saying, "Oft after these things God tested." What are the after these things? What happened before? Before, there were two significant things happened. One, Abraham was traveling. While traveling, he said, well, he didn't ask God for protection. We call Abraham father of faith. Father of faith did not ask God for protection. Rather, he took things into his hands and said, "This is Sarai. This is not my wife. This is my sister." Because in the countries where if he says this is my wife, then they kill the husband and take the wife. But so if sister, because brothers die for the sisters more than the husbands die for their wives. We know that, right? And therefore he said, so King Abimelech, so he took Sarai, and then God, of course, intervened. So point is, Abraham did not ask God for protection. And now what happened after that was, in chapter 21, Isaac was born. After Isaac was born, Hagar and Ishmael were sent out from their household because they don't need them anymore, right? But that story, if you go that direction, yeah, God met Hagar, and God promised Hagar the same promise God promised Abraham, saying that I will make your descendants numerous. I'll multiply generations. That's that side of the story. And Isaac was born. Now everything is kind of settling. God now wants to test Abraham. And God said, take your son, Isaac. He says, take your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Look at those words. Whom you love. And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. take your son, your only son whom you love. God, why does God want to take something that you and I don't care? God wants to take away, not really take away if you're in the story, but God wants to test us for the things that we love. So Abraham, early morning, we read, saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out, went to the place, to the distance that God had shown him. Now, do you think Abraham asked Sarah? What do you think? We don't know what happened there, right? By the way, my dear wife, I'm taking our dear son Isaac to sacrifice. I want you to make up your own interpretation there. But we don't know. My doubt is that he didn't. In that patriarchal culture, he didn't have to. So therefore, he didn't. Probably if he did, probably by now Isaac would have been hidden somewhere, right? So on the third day, they reached third day. Isn't it symbolic? They reached on the third day. And then we know the story that Abraham was not allowed, the angel came. But here is what heartbreaking as parents, verse 7. Isaac was suspicious. You say sacrifice, but where is the lamb? So Isaac said to his father Abraham, verse 7, Father, Abraham said, here I am, my son. The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? What would you say to the son whom you are going to sacrifice? What would you say? I think this is where I think Abraham won the title Father of the Faith already. Abraham said, God himself will provide for the lamb. If I'm the father, and I would have broken down there. There is can you imagine the question? But Abraham said, God will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. God will provide. That's where the whole phrase, Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh will provide. So, of course, we know the rest of the story. God has provided indeed. The angel appeared and there was a lamb. So here is the ultimate sacrifice. In Genesis, in this story, we read that instead of the boy, the lamb was sacrificed. But in the New Testament, to save us from the sin, the lamb became the man in the form of Jesus Christ. And that's the ultimate sacrifice. So the Paul reminds us, if in the book of Romans we read, that we are not under the law because of that sacrifice, under grace. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. This is how it happens. Law and grace. You know, in Hawaii, it's not only in Hawaii, but people do all over the world. Red means, red light means stop, green light means drive, yellow means speed away, right? It's not just... But in India, red means not stop unless there is a cop. You know, when you pass red light, you broke the law. I broke the law. But did you break the law? The light is still red. There is a cop waiting there and says, please go. Did you break the law? No. Because the cop is standing there and say, I am giving you permission. Red light is no more valid when I'm here. Now you can pass. Even though there is a law, but Christ was telling, I am here in front of the law. I died for this already. You can pass. My dear friends, that is ultimate sacrifice. That is the meaning of grace. You can just ignore the light, the law, But you can just look at Jesus and pass through him. And that's a good news for us. Because you can pass through that red light, you can pass through that law without any guilt, because Christ made his ultimate sacrifice on this cross for us. So the good news for me is that in the gospel, Jesus was telling, think of the least of people, but I'm thinking, Lord, I am the least. And Jesus, God was telling me, JP, you are the least of the people, but I am welcoming you. If you consider yourself the least, you're worthy to be God's child. And that's the good news for us. If Christ has done so much for me and for you, as followers of Christ, how can we extend the same grace to others? On this Independence Sunday, we remember in gratefulness all those who sacrificed their lives so that rest of us can enjoy freedom. And I want to express my gratefulness to all of you who are veterans and active military duty. Because of your sacrificial lives, others could enjoy freedom. And if we value that much for our physical, how much more we have to value our spiritual. And Jesus said, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to the one of the little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Let me close with a story. I don't think the story was written by George Orwell, The Animal Farm, but I don't know who wrote, but one of those Animal Farm stories. So the farmer was very gracious to the animals and the birds. So one day they got together and said, we should do something to our farmer, our owner, because he's been gracious to us. What shall we do? And they all decided that they will celebrate the birthday of their owner. How do you do it? Oh, cow said, it's easy. I will give you some milk. We can make some ice cream. The chickens, they all hands and said, oh, that's easy. We will lay some eggs and we can make cake. So each animal and each bird had something to offer except the pig. Pig was silent sitting there. And hen looked at the pig and said, why don't you give a kilo of ham from your body? We'll have some bacon. Pig looked at the hen and said, what all of you are doing is a donation. What you're asking me to do is a sacrifice. My dear friends, all that we can do is a donation. It is true. Because none of our sacrifices match the ultimate sacrifice of Christ on the cross. In fact, what God is asking us to do is a donation. Whatever you can do to the little ones in your own way, think of the little ones. And think of the weak and the meek. Just like I said in the children's sermon, sometimes the weak and the meek may not be somewhere in the far country. Sometimes they are sitting next to us. So the ultimate sacrifice is what Christ paid on the cross. And when we come to this Lord's table, we remember in gratefulness the ultimate sacrifice Christ has given for us. Amen.